About 3,000 Nigerian soldiers are to be pulled out of the disputed peninsula by Monday. The leaders of Nigeria and Cameroon endorsed a deal brokered by the United Nations last June to withdraw Nigerian troops from the region within 60 days. A formal handover ceremony to mark the end of the troops' withdrawal is scheduled for next week. Brigadier General Felix Chukwuma is the defense spokesman.
The withdrawal has started now. We have started putting our troops and we are going to invite correspondents to witness the handing over, which is coming up by next week.
The International Court of Justice in The Hague ruled in 2002 that Cameroon had sovereignty over the peninsula. Most of the population of the peninsula, who are Nigerians, have been given the option of staying under Cameroon authority or being resettled in Nigeria. Some residents have rejected the offer and had vowed to resist the handover. Nigeria is expected to complete the process of handing off Bakassi within 2 years. General Chukwuma says until then, Nigeria will exercise civil authority over the Oil Rich territory.
According to the agreement, the police will not move out now. So move out after the 2 years. It's the military presence that will get up. From the agreement, if you take the green agreement, you know that the civil government that will be there is still, they will still operate under Nigerian law. Till after 2 years, they will now revert to Cameroonian law.
An Abuja court will this week determine a legal challenge to the proposed handover. Some residents have asked the court to declare the transfer of sovereignty as illegal and a violation of the Nigerian constitution. A Bakassi group last Sunday declared independence and may have set the stage for a direct confrontation with the federal authorities. The dispute over ownership of the peninsula brought the neighbors close to war in the 1980s. Gobede Costa for VOA News, Abuja.